The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. And we're so glad that you joined us today. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're going to want to stay tuned and become informed on something you may not have thought about ever before. And Jay, let's dive right in. Talk about how you create financial plans for Faith and Retirement listeners. What does it take?
Yeah. So basically a financial plan. I mean, if you think about investing and you think about your financial life, it really starts with a financial plan. And the thing that I would bring in is Luke 14. It says, "Won't you first down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and you're not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.'" And I love that because it's really a good illustration of planning in general. And as a certified financial planner, I have a master's in financial planning. Some of the biggest mistakes that I see people make is they don't have a financial plan. Yes, they're investing. Yes, they're putting into their 401k, into their retirement plans, but they don't have a plan in place. You know, what is it going to look like in 10 years, 15 years? What about taxes? What about inflation? What happens if something happens to you and you pass away prematurely? By having a financial plan, you're looking at all those various areas of your life. And as a faith-based planner, I help you keep the faith at the center of that plan.
Very good. And one of the offers we have for you to consider today is you can call right now for your free portfolio screen. When you call, you actually will get through to Jay and his team at 800-270-7310. When you call that number, you can find out whether the companies you're investing in now in your current portfolio belong in an investment plan that honors God, or if you need to go a different direction. And you can learn more about it, again, by calling 800-270-7310. There's absolutely no obligation, and you can ask for your free portfolio screen. So, Jay, what's the difference between financial planning and retirement planning, or is there a difference?
Yeah, so retirement planning is actually a part of your overall financial plan. So there's a number of different areas. We have a holistic planning approach that we utilize where we look at your tax situation, we look at your income, what you're earning, we look at potentially your giving strategy, where are you giving money, donating, what are some efficient ways to do that, we look at your estate plan, your retirement plan, your investment plan, and all of those all kind of tie under the big umbrella of financial planning. So someone could have a retirement plan where they're just looking at one specific area of the financial plan, whereas the financial plan will uncover a whole host of other issues and ways that you can strategize.
One of the things I appreciate about Jay is I know where he's coming from. I have, when I'm talking to people, and you do manage our financial resources, our retirement money, when I want to be able to appeal to someone who I know shares the same basic values, the faith and family friendly values on which I operate every day, or I attempt to, I have my faith front and center in my life. And I love that you understand those things. I was reading in the news that nearly a third of Christians in the United States have actually considered switching their banks in the last year because they're afraid of conflicts with their values and other things, according to a new survey. The research was done by the faith-based Christian Community Credit Union in San Dimas, California, and it said that Christians are being increasingly discriminated against by major banks. More are choosing to bank with companies that reflect their most deeply held beliefs and values. And in the survey, they talked to 1,300 professed Christians. Over 30% of respondents said they thought about taking their banking business elsewhere in the past year, in response to several reports about some of the country's biggest banks canceling the accounts of religious customers. Do you think that's something people need to worry about?
I think it is. You're seeing this movement where, you know, there's almost a big pushback against Christianity. You're seeing it, you know, not to the extent of, you know, China, where they're persecuting Christians, yeah, of course, but you're seeing where there this cancel culture that we live in, this woke society, where a lot of these companies are choosing, if you are a Christian and you believe what the Bible says, you're a bigot, you're a racist, all these other names. So a lot of these bigger institutions are now pushing back and having a lot of problems with religious organizations, labeling them as a hate crime or a terrorist organization in some instances. So it is very important that where you do business and who you have as a financial advisor as well is equally yoked. And you'd never marry a person, right, if you were unequally yoked. There's so much danger about that in the Bible. And it's the same with your finances. You know, your financial advisor, your financial institution, you should always try to make sure that it lines up with your faith and values, so you don't have that issue where they're pushing you out the door because your values and your faith differ from their corporate policies, so to speak.
Well, this is a positive show. This is a program that is designed to give you positive information about your financial life and how to walk through that wisely. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, and it covers a lot of these same topics. It's by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, our special guest today. Don't wait, and you can get your free download right now. So, Jay, what is the difference between a fiduciary and everybody else in the investment world?
Yeah, the way that I always like to describe it is, if you think of a fiduciary, and a lot of people have trust accounts or they've inherited money, and there's usually an executor or there's a trustee, and that executor or trustee has to act in the best interest of the trust. And that is what happens with a fiduciary. A fiduciary takes on a client and they have to work in the best interest of that client. So if you're my client, Tom, I've got to work in your best interest. I can't do what benefits Jay more than what benefits Tom. That's really the key differential. A lot of financial professionals are commissioned. They don't have that same set of operating standards, and they just have to do what's called no harm. So if I can get you a 1% rate of return, Tom, you didn't get harmed. You got 1%, you made money. I might've got a 10% commission and Jay made more than Tom, but hey, I didn't harm you, Tom. That's a different standard. A fiduciary has to say, is this in Tom's best interest? He only got 1%, inflation was 4%. So he actually did get harmed. He lost money and he could have invested money in a bond or a stock or something that did better than 1%. So that standard is a lot different than the do no harm that a lot of financial advisors have as a standard.
We're talking to Jay Peroni. And Jay, when people go to your website, what kind of resources are they going to find there?
Yeah, so Faith and Retirement, you can sign up for an appointment with me. I'll sit down and go through your finances with you. You can get the free book, as Tom mentioned earlier, just 7 important ways to incorporate your faith into your financial life. It's some critical information that can be life-changing. And then if you go to our company's website, which is faithinvestorservices.com, you can learn more about our Christian ETF. The ticker symbol is PRAY, P-R-A-Y. It's about 60 different companies that may meet our biblically responsible standards. You can learn about different white papers and different resources to become a more biblically responsible investor.
I love that. Well, Jay, do you think there are going to be cuts to programs like Social Security, Medicare? How does Social Security fit in with the financial plans that you're creating for our listeners?
Yeah, so if you look at, kind of how our government does accounting, and unfortunately, if we all ran our checkbooks the way the government did, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble, wouldn't we?
Or my credit card.
We wouldn't have, yeah. We wouldn't have the opportunity of keep kicking the can down the road and keep writing new debt ceiling limits and so forth. We'd run out of money and we'd be homeless. Well, the government doesn't have that same issue. They just keep racking up debt, and the national deficit now, $34 trillion or whatever it is today, but it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So at some point, there will have to be cuts to some of these government programs. Will they do it overnight? No, but they're going to have to start scaling them back. So people in the younger generations may not have Social Security. People that, as they get closer to retirement, there may be some cuts and things of that nature. So my advice is always to have a three-legged stool with any retirement plan. And the three-legged stool is Social Security is there. It's a part of your retirement. but it shouldn't be your full plan. I always say maybe a third to a quarter of your plan, that's okay. You also have to have guaranteed income, whether it be a pension or creating your own personal pension. That's the second leg of the stool. And the third leg of the stool would be personal savings, your 401k, cash accounts, CDs, stocks, bonds, things of that nature. So having those three different legs to the stool is going to get you a better retirement plan than just relying on the government or just relying on a pension. Again, you want some inflation protection, you want some growth. You also have to account for taxes. So you've got to have a good, solid plan, and that three-legged stool will give you a much solid plan.
Jay, we're coming up against a break here, but if someone called you at this number, 800-270-7310, and said, Jay, I have a few questions about guaranteed income for life. Is that something you could help people with?
Oh, absolutely. We'll go through. We'll, as a fiduciary, we'll get to know you, your situation, and be able to give you some personalized advice on ways that you can improve your current financial situation.
Well, if you worked for a company that did not offer a pension, as most of us don't, then you're going to want to talk to Jay about this possibility of income for life or guaranteed income. That is a key part, that leg of the stool. Go to the website. You're going to find some great resources there for you. It's faithandretirement.com. Faithandretirement.com. Jay is very accessible to you wherever you are within the sound of my voice in all 50 states. Call Jay at 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. Or send Jay an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And you found it. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We're talking to my good friend Jay Peroni, and in the interest of full disclosure, Jay works to handle my personal finances, and I really enjoy talking to Jay. He's somebody who understands my specific interest in faith and family-friendly companies. Jay, COVID-19 caught a lot of people by surprise, as you know. These days, I think a lot of us are forgetting about COVID now and everything we went through just, you know, 24, 36 months ago. Since then, we've had wars, an immigration crisis, flooding, wildfires, just a lot of uncertain times and surprises. Is there anything listeners can do to protect themselves today in advance to make sure they're prepared financially for the unexpected?
Yeah, the biggest thing is having that financial plan because, as we know, life throws us curveballs. You look at COVID, you look at the crash that happened back in 2001, the dot-com crash you had, the real estate crash that happened in 07 and 08. So you have these booms and busts that are going to happen throughout history. And if you don't have a financial plan, you're just on a set it and forget it plan, well, unfortunately, during those tough times, you're going to see your portfolio drop 30, 40, even 50%. And here's the problem. A lot of people don't understand the math that if your portfolio drops by 50% during one of these drawdowns, you don't need 50% the next year to get back to even. You need 100%. Think about it. You started with 100, it drops 50%, drops down to 50,000. Now to get from 50 back to 100, you need to double your money. So it's really critical that you have a loss mitigation plan in your financial plan. You know, okay, here's my worst case scenario, or here's what I perceive as my worst case scenario. Here's where I want to go to cash or be more defensive. There are a lot of different hedging vehicles. There's an asset allocation. There's a lot of guaranteed programs that can help you make sure that when the markets are going down, your whole portfolio is not going down. So it's very critical that while times are good like they are today, that you have that loss mitigation plan and have a solid financial plan so that when the next COVID or the next market drawdown, it's not if, it's when, you're going to be properly prepared. And that's really the key to success there.
Well, you know, getting gains is great. Avoiding losses is even more important. And so if people have a question about how could you help me to stop losses before they happen, they could pick up the phone and call you and ask their questions?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't mean we can prevent losses, of course, but certainly mitigating or having a plan in place where you're just not riding these ups and downs, having some defensive posturing. Even in our ETF that we run at Faith Investor Services, we have a portion of the fund that we can put in cash and other types of instruments that when stocks are going down, you're not going to be fully going down with the market in a lot of cases.
That's the difference between actively managed and other sorts of management of your financial portfolio. You've worked a lifetime to save this money. And so we're here to try to provide you some answers that are going to help you. Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income or annuities, maybe life insurance or wealth accumulation, or just some help protecting your assets, stay with us for practical answers. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs, especially when it comes to financial planning. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. His ways are pleasant ways. And we're glad that you're here to provide some answers for our listeners. Jay, we see a lot of ads on cable TV for gold and silver and precious metals. Any thoughts on that? And are TV ads a good place to turn in the first place if people are interested in exploring those?
Well, first of all, in a financial plan, I really do think that gold, silver, and having some instruments that are not correlated to the stock market is really important. So by having some gold and silver in your portfolio, it can hedge against inflation, provide some diversification in your plan. The problem with a lot of these ads, think about it, if they're spending millions of dollars a year on ads, you're going to have to pay for that. So you've got to be very careful. Mm-hmm. I've heard horror stories where people will call one of these 800 numbers, they'll buy gold, and I ask what price they paid, and they're paying $200, $300 more than the spot price of gold. And I'm like, well, gold's going to have to go up 10% just for you to break even. And then when you sell again, you're going to pay another 10% commission. So in a lot of cases, they'll have to make 20% before they even break even. So you've got to be very careful on how they're pricing the gold and silver and looking at their spot prices. So I always say, go to a trusted financial advisor that has a good connection like we do. We can hook you up with a gold, silver dealer that's going to give you good prices. So I would always say, you know, that's a better route than just calling an 800 number that you saw on TV or the radio.
So, Jay, I know you serve a wide variety of people, and we have a wide variety of people listening to this program today all over North America. A young family in their early 20s is going to have different needs than retirees, pre-retirees. How do you adjust plans and advise people based on their station in life?
Yeah, so based on their station in life, what we want to do is see what's most important to them. As you get older in life, obviously you need help with retirement and estate planning. When you're younger in life, you may need some help with business planning. You may need some help with investment management. And here's the crazy thing, Tom, that a lot of people don't realize. They say, okay, I can do it alone. I can read, I can go online, and there's so many resources. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that based on what I'm finding online. And back in 2021, Fidelity actually did a study, and they said, okay, if you work with a financial professional, how much does that add, or what value does that add? And they found that on average, depending on the portfolio returns over the long term and the time period and how the returns were calculated, they found that the average investor who worked with an advisor or planner versus doing it themselves added anywhere between 1.5% to 4% per year to their portfolio return. So I think it's really important that young folks work with a professional, work with someone, and they can build a lot of wealth. It's like a snowball. It starts out small, but as you get older in life, it just keeps accumulating, getting bigger and bigger, and rolls down the hill. You get to retirement and you've got several million dollars lined up because you started early.
I love that. So 1.5% to 4%, and then that benefit on average, that's compound interest advantage too, because that's just growing and snowballing, like you said. That's amazing. So Jay, I have heard that 71% of people will be incapacitated at some point in their life in the future. Is there anything people can do to help prepare for the need for, let's say, long-term care?
Yeah, that's actually what got me into the financial industry, Tom. You know, my grandfather, one of the hardest working guys I've ever met in my life, he had three jobs. My grandmother, to the day she died, never had her driver's license, if you can believe that. He took care of the family. He had seven kids, literally limped into retirement. He had $500,000 of life savings, and eventually it was eaten away by taxes, inflation, and in the nursing home. He had dementia. So when I'm sitting down with a family, that is very personal to me. I saw it wipe out my grandfather. So what I want to do is make sure my clients have a plan in place. It doesn't mean we have to use long-term care insurance. It means we have to have a plan to account for those rising costs. And that's really the value of a financial plan. We look at what could throw your plan off course. Just like when you go to the doctor and do a stress test, we're going to do a financial stress test. It's going to look at what could throw your plan off course. And the biggest ones are going to be market drawdowns, the market going down when you retire and wiping out your assets, taxes, inflation. And that other big one is going to be being incapacitated or needing some type of long-term care.
We're talking to Jay Peroni. He's my good friend, and you can learn more about him at faithandretirement.com or give him a call at 800-270-7310. And Jay, so talk a little bit about how people can take advantage of your offer as it relates to your free portfolio screen. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's two things that we can do. We normally set aside a free 30-minute consultation. We're going to sit down and get to know each other, see if we like each other, first of all. That's the first requirement to work together. We have to enjoy each other's company. And what we'll do is get to know your situation. What are your goals? What are some of the things that you're trying to accomplish? And we can screen your portfolio to see, does it line up with your biblical values? Are you supporting companies that are in line with your faith or against it? We can help you screen that portfolio and clean it up so that it's 100% biblically responsible. The second thing we can do is help you create a financial plan. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer. It's going to look at your income, your assets, your expenses, and look at all those factors I talked about earlier, inflation, taxes, nursing home care, all of those things, and look at what are the odds of success here? If you were to retire tomorrow, 10 years from now, we can look at those dates and help you be properly equipped for when you say, I want to retire, you can actually do it and stay retired and not have to go back to work unless you want to.
So don't forget to do this. Call Jay and his team today while you're thinking about it. Leave a message, even though it's the weekend now, and you can ask for your free retirement analyzer. That's a $750 value at no charge for clients with $250,000 or more. It's the weekend, so feel free to leave a message, and they will get back to you in this coming week. And you can also call now for your free portfolio screen. These are the offers that are on the table just as a thank you for listening to Faith in Retirement today. Find out how the companies you're investing in, what kind of investments are they currently making? Are they making investments that honor God? Or do you need to go in a different direction to have your investments match your values? 800-270-7310 is the number. There's absolutely no obligation. Ask for your free portfolio screen. And also, there's that free book I mentioned earlier, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now while you're thinking about it. Jay, I want to thank you for being part of our program today. Any final thoughts real quick?
No, I would just say, you know, it's very shocking when people have their portfolio screened. I had a gentleman, he has been a deacon at his church for the last 20 years. And he said, Jay, you know, I've been using these funds. I think they're pretty clean. And he was shocked when he saw he was exposed to abortion and pornography and gambling and just a lot of things that he did not want to associate with. So it's really important, I think, for listeners to be aware. I've talked about it many times. Knowledge is power. Get that knowledge. Understand where you're investing, and let's do it in a way that honors your faith and values.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Peroni. And this is Faith in Retirement. Thank you so much for listening. And you can learn more about us at faithinretirement.com. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.